You're listening to Tree Note.
No chocolate fan has to wonder why the scientific name of the cacao tree translates to the food of the gods. Nearly 4,000 years ago, the earliest chocolatiers were the Olmecs in southern Mexico. Later, the Mayans and Aztecs consumed chocolate in ceremonies and celebrations, and they used cacao beans as currency. In the 1500s, chocolate mania spread throughout Europe and later the USA. Today, cacao plantations cover over 25 million acres all over the tropics. The complex process of creating chocolate starts by harvesting the fruit. Each pod holds about 40 bean-shaped seeds surrounded by a white pulp. The seeds are processed, and the resulting nibs are combined with sweeteners to create the chocolate we love. But what most interests me is the unusual reproductive biology of cacao. Given the great glory of chocolate, the cacao tree is surprisingly small, crookedy, and kind of unassuming, never growing much taller than 20 feet high. Almost all trees sprout fruits from new shoots, but cacao pods grow directly from their trunks, a growth pattern called cauliflore, from the Latin stem flower. Figs and papayas and redbuds are also cauliflorous. Why do some trees do this? Botanists speculate that the pattern evolved because the animals that disperse the cacao tree seeds, like 30-pound howler monkeys, are too heavy to reach fruit from the tree's slender end branches. Cauliflore gives them solid support so they can move seeds to safe sites. Today, as I look out my window at our snowy Utah landscape, I'm glad for whatever evolutionary pathway provides me with a tasty cup of hot chocolate, created by the cacao tree. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.